Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Welcome to episode 2 of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Today I'll be speaking with Jeff Martin about the concept of getting started. Getting started could be anything. If you're working towards achieving your goals, pursuing your dreams, and stepping into your greatness. So I wanted to give you some info on Jeff. Jeff is an author, motivational speaker, podcaster, and community advocate. Jeff has had a long passion for helping others. Over the last number of years, he has been sharing his gift with the world and inspiring through empowerment speaking. Jeff has also done this through his children's book, Brothers from the Six, Sisters from the Six, Role Models in My Community. His latest book is called New Me, which is about 10 men sharing 10 stories of perseverance. It's a book about resiliency and determination, men stepping into their own vulnerabilities and efforts to help others. Let's welcome Jeff to the show.
Well, first and foremost, Michelle, I got to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on your podcast and to be on one of your first podcasts as well, right? First, one of the first episodes. I just think it's so important for people to get started. We allow, number one, we allow other people's opinions to stop us from doing the things that we should be doing. We allow their opinions, their thoughts, we allow it to matter more than our own thoughts matter. And so there are people out there who want to do a number of different things, open a business, write a book, create an app, just go back to school. There's so many things that people want to do, but we allow other people to stand in our way. And then secondly, we allow ourselves to stand in our way, our own self, negative self-thoughts and self-talk. We talk ourselves out of going out there and getting started. And I think it's just so important that we just go out there and start, because we make things so complex, but things really are very simple. You start with the very first step. So you want to open a business. If you dream to have the next Amazon, you can't just open up your eyes tomorrow and, you know, you have this big business. You have to start small. You start by selling a few things. You make a little bit of money, you put that back in the business, and you expand, you grow. And maybe in 2 years, 5 years, you have, you know, the brick and mortar. Maybe in 10 years, you have 10 stores, if that's what you really want. But it really just starts by you starting. You have to make a decision that this is what I want for my life. This is what I'm going to do with my life. And despite the fact that people may not believe in my dreams, or I sometimes get in my own way, I just simply have to start. And a lot of people are just not starting. And that's why I really wanted to talk about this, because I'm passionate about this topic.
So have you personally gone through this? Like, have you had dreams and people kind of said, no, that's not going to happen? Or did you talk yourself out of certain things?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of things, man. The list can go on and on. I think for me and a lot of people, there's a lot of things that we have in our minds that we say, oh, that'd be a cool idea. And we don't follow through. And for me, I would say I kind of mark one of my journeys going back to October 2017. So I was at a speaking event. I'm a speaker, public speaker. I was at a speaking event, did my thing. Afterwards, I was feeling really lightheaded. And so I thought, okay, maybe I didn't eat enough or something's going on. So I went down the road to the closest fast food restaurant just to grab something to eat.
Yeah.
And while standing in the restaurant, the entire restaurant started to spin. That's what it felt like. And so I tried to make my way to a chair, and I ended up passing out. And when I came to, I was on the dirty fast food restaurant floor by myself, people over me, you know, yelling, call an ambulance. And, you know, when I eventually I was taken to the hospital, I spent 4 days in the hospital, not knowing what was wrong. Yeah, absolutely. It was crazy to me. Turns out, luckily enough for me, I was dehydrated. That's what the doctors were able to tell me, which is an easy fix, obviously. But it really woke me up, because while I sat in that or laid in the hospital bed, wondering what was going on with me before they could tell me what it was, a number of questions came through my head. And I started to ask myself, if I died, Like if I fell and I hit my head and I died, was my family where they needed to be financially? Like, did I set my family up? And the question and the answer to that was no. I asked myself, was I living the best life I could live? And the answer was no. And so I said to myself, this is when you have to move. This is when you have to get started. You have all these ideas, these goals, these things you want to do. And like everybody, we say one day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do that. So I made a plan at that moment that I was going to act on everything that I had in my mind. And so that was in October 2017. I'm proud to say that October 2018, I published my very first children's book. And it's been doing amazing. It is Toronto-based, and I've had teachers and principals and parents hit me up and say how much of a blessing the children's book has been to them. October 2019, or a little bit past that, we were able to, me and nine other guys were able to create our new book. We just had the launch last Saturday in January, New Me, 10 Men, 10 Stories of Perseverance. And this, although all men really contributed to this idea came from me. And I'm the one that sparked the whole thing and got the men together. And so those are just a couple of things that I have been able to put out because I said, now was the time. Now was the time to act. Now is the time to do. I can't allow anyone's opinions to get in my way. I can't allow my own opinions and my own thoughts, my own negative thinking to get in the way, because somebody can really have their life changed based on the things that you can put out there.
Yeah. I remember when I decided I wanted to do a podcast, you're really pro. You were kind of pushing me or encouraging me. So I know you're like, just get started. Just do it. Just put one out. If it doesn't have to be perfect, just do it. And so thank you for that. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for seeing that, okay, maybe Michelle does have the skills for this. Because it is scary doing something different, like going outside of your comfort zone. It is really scary.
Absolutely it is. And we don't grow unless we are doing something that is different. I think the saying says, if you want something different in your life, you have to go out there and do something different. Something along those lines. I might have butchered that.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. You really have to step out of your comfort zone and do things that are different. And oftentimes you hear the analogy of going to the gym. It's not the first 5 to 10 reps that do something to your muscles. It's that last 3 or 4 when you're pushing yourself. Those are the ones that rip your muscle to make it grow. And then it repairs and now your muscles get bigger and stronger. It's not the first number of reps. So we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone to do something different. And when you're able to do something different, it's going to open brand new doors for you. And because I've been on this journey since my hospital visit 2017, creating these books, I've really pushed my public speaking business as well. I'm fortunate enough now to be going to Quebec at the end of this month to speak. I'm going to New Brunswick and PEI in April, and I'm in talks with a school right now in Alberta. And these things would have never happened if I didn't push myself. And you really, again, have to step through the fears, because I believe, and I pushed you, Michelle, in terms of getting this podcast out, because I believe there's somebody out there who will have their life blessed. Their life will be blessed because of your podcast. Wow. And if you or any of us hide behind our fears, then I believe that person who's supposed to be blessed will never become who they're supposed to become, because you never developed into who you were supposed to be. And so when you turn into the person who you're supposed to be, when you step into your greatness, when you step into the path that's built for you, no matter how scary it is, there's somebody else out there who will learn from you, who will look at you as a mentor and say, because of you, I have established this. Because of you, I have created this. And it all starts, all predicated on you stepping out of your fears and getting started.
Wow, that's awesome. That's beautiful, actually. What I wanted to ask, because I know you said you were a motivational speaker. So do you speak to like to just children, to adults, to whomever? Like, because obviously you have, you're trying to motivate people to do the things that they need to do. So do you just do it like across all age levels or even schools? And like, do you even go to businesses to speak?
Yeah, so I do them all. Right now, most of my business is within schools. However, I do organizations, nonprofits as well, faith-based groups as well. Uh-huh. Yeah, whoever will have me in, I will go and I will speak, because I think we all need that push. We all need that drive. Society, it seems to have set us up where it's okay to hide behind your fears. It's okay to want to be that that worker bee for that car company, that worker bee for that police service, that worker bee for that giant department store. And I'm not knocking anybody who walks that path, but I believe that each and every one of us was created for greater. Like, you were created, like, you weren't put on this earth, given a heartbeat, given air in your lungs, and being allowed to live to the age of 80 or 90. You weren't given all of that to work for Walmart. Yeah. You really weren't, right? And again, I'm not knocking Walmart. I'm not knocking people who works there, because I think you can find your passion there as well, right? If that's your path. But we were created for more. We were created for better. And so I just want everybody, you know, in my path, anyone who could hear my words, who's an earshot of my voice, I want them to understand that their path is greater. And so you can be that employee at Walmart, but just be the best employee you can be. Make a difference in the lives of people around you within Walmart. But we were created for more. And so I just want everybody to find what that is within themselves and just be the best that they can be.
It's so funny. I've been practicing my exit interview with my boss. Wow. I was literally in the shower practicing why I'm going to leave.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Over the Christmas holiday, because you're like you just said, it wasn't for me. It wasn't me. I wasn't doing what I needed to do. So in my head, I just started practicing what I'm going to say to my boss. Mm. And it's just really funny. Or that Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, my boss let me go. I really and truly believe I put it out into the universe. I knew I wasn't happy. I went through a full year of being very unhappy. And I went through a full year of people emailing me, Michelle, did you quit? Did you leave? Did you get a new job? So I really do think that the universe kind of pushed me and like, girl, you're not doing this. I want to make you do this. So right now, I feel what you're saying, like it really hits me, because it's like that role wasn't really for me. I was not happy. I need to step into my greatness, like you said, do what I was put on this earth to do, because everyone else sees it. It's not even just me, it's everyone else, because everyone has messaged me and told me how happy they are for me that I lost my job. Do you know what I mean? So we do need to do things that are scary. It kind of shows you who you are as a person as well, and what you can endure, and what your skills are, right? That kind of comes into play, no?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you say that, because you're kind of talking a little bit about, you know, the law of attraction and stuff like that. You know, some people think it's, you know, it's not real, whatever. And, you know, believe what you want to believe, but I think that there's an element to it that is real. And, you know, funny enough, just this week I had, so February for me, Black History Month is absolutely packed with speaking engagements. And so I had a cancellation on February, the second week of February. And I'm like, okay, you know, now I'm free that day. And I said to myself, you know what? Today I'm going to book another event on that day. And by the end of the day, I received an email of somebody saying, I want a date within that week. And that was the only day available. The one that
came. Wow.
Nice. I was like, man, you see how God works? Like, this is crazy, right? I really do believe, like, when you start to think about the thing you want to do and you start putting yourself into action, you're going to start to create that spot for yourself. You know, like they say, your gifts will make room for you. And when you start walking in your path and walking in your purpose, you're going to see doors open, because, again, I think that we were all created for something on this earth. And it's our job to figure out what that is, because once you are walking in your element, you are going to shake the ground that you walk on. You are able to change lives. You are able to inspire, to motivate, to help people along their way. And I've always believed that we're all a part of a bigger equation, like we're all a part of a net. And when there's people out there who decide that they're not going to follow their path, there are people who are behind them who could have been inspired by them. But because they decided that they're going to play life small, there's other people who are affected by it as well.
Actually, that's a good point. Let me touch upon that. So do you feel that if someone doesn't step into their greatness, it affects everyone else? Like, it really does have a negative effect on everyone else? Do you think that?
Absolutely. Like, look at the fact of when somebody, when you have a family on welfare, and again, I'm not knocking anybody who's on welfare, but statistics show that it's generational. So yes. You'll have grandma on welfare, you'll have mom on welfare, and daughter, when she grows up, she'll be on welfare, right? And that's statistics, right? It shows that, because when you have children, for example, they're going to follow the path that you're on. Oftentimes you have doctors and lawyers and people who are considered to be in an upper echelon. Their children remain in that upper echelon because that's what the children know. That's what the children see, right? And you're always going to have, you know, people who are not going to follow that. But for the most part, that's what people know and that's what people see. A doctor can afford to send his children to medical school or a law school, right? And so their children oftentimes, you know, end up on the same level as their parents. And so it's kind of the same thing. So you have an impact on your children. You have an impact on the people around you. You have an impact on your community. And if you are moving and stepping in your greatness and walking in your purpose, there are people, whether it be your children, whether it be other children, people who are motivated by you, people who are watching you on social media. There are people who are going to say, I need to step up my game. And so when you decide that you are not going to step up your game, you're going to play life small, it's easier for you just to sit back and just let life blow you around whichever way it blows. There are people, I believe, who will never get inspired because it's your voice they need to hear. Like, you know, I know that when I speak, I go on stage. I've been fortunate enough to speak at, in front of crowds 2,220, you know, just, you know, at all levels. And there are people in the crowd who will hear me and say, Jeff's not making sense to me. Where there's other people who'll be like, wow, Jeff, you blew my mind. And so same with your podcast, Michelle. There are people who are going to hear your podcast. They're going to say, man, Michelle speaks to my spirit. She speaks to my soul. So if you never make this podcast, there are people who would never be inspired because they never got a chance to hear your voice.
Wow. What are some steps, because I want to give anyone out there who's feeling really nervous, what can they do to know how to attain their goals? Or not even just attain, but what steps can they take to kind of get out of that comfort zone and acknowledge their skills or their purpose?
To find their purpose?
Yeah. Well, so not really to find their purpose, but more so, okay, so I guess if someone knows that they have this gift, but they're really afraid, like you said, with the Amazon, like say someone wants to open that store, but they're like, you know, first businesses sometimes fail in the first year. So they're talking themselves out, right? So they're like, there's that negative self-talk. What are some steps that someone can do in order to kind of get over that fear and just kind of jump right in?
So I really believe that we just have to truly understand, like we make things so complicated, but it really is very simple. And again, get started. It really is that simple. Get started. So we like to compare ourselves to people who are out there. Like if I'm a singer, I'm going to compare myself to Beyonce because Beyonce is, you know, the number one, Rihanna, you know, people like that, Taylor Swift. I'm going to compare myself to them. But that's not fair to me because I'm not comparing myself to a Beyonce who just started if I'm just starting my path. I'm comparing myself to Beyonce who's been in the game for 20 years. Of course, we're not going to be the same. Of course, she's going to be blowing me out of the water. But if you know, and I'm never going to be able to find video or go back in time to see the Beyonce at year two, right? But what I'm saying is at some point in time, Beyonce, you know, I don't know her personally, but I imagine at some point in time, Beyonce wasn't the best singer, but she worked on her craft every day. I imagine at one point in time, Michael Jordan, LeBron James weren't the best basketball players, but they worked on it every single day. And so what do? They got started. And so if you, again, you have a business that you want to create and one day you may get it to that huge brick and mortar store, you have to start small. Amazon started in a garage. A number of these other, I think Alibaba, a lot of these companies started in a garage. They started small before the world knew who they were. Start small. If you are a baker, then start baking cookies for your family. Start, you know, selling them at the flea market, at the local store, and then watch how it could grow, right? And even if cookies no longer is your thing, and then maybe you morph into cakes because you realize that there's a need for cakes, then your first dream morphed into a new dream. But you never know that until you just get started. So you have to get started no matter what it is you want to do. You have to start where you are with what you have, the resources you have. Don't wait till you get $1 million. Don't wait till your children graduate. Don't wait till you finish school. Start now. It really is that simple. As complicated as we like to make it, it really is that simple. Start where you are with what you have.
What made you change your mind to realize I got to start getting started? But was it when you fell down in the restaurant, or was there anything before that?
So it's kind of been something that's playing in my mind. But for me, it was that moment, that aha moment. Some people say come to Jesus moment. Oprah says aha moment, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I would say that was my moment to say, my goodness, life is delicate. Life is short. And, you know, for that was my moment, but it doesn't take you to fall down, to be in the hospital, to realize that, you know, open your eyes and you see what's happening, right? The plane crash the other day in Iran, you know, every once in a while you hear about someone who's passing away, who's your age, for different health reasons. And you're like, my goodness, I'm still here on this earth. Why am I here? And what can I do with my time? And, you know, I think it's important that we really look at it that way, because the truth is that we are here for only a short period of time. And I think about, you know, my family, ancestors, people who have come along the way, and many of them have come and they've died and nobody knows that they were here. And for me, I got to tell you, Michelle, I want the day that I pass away, I want the essence of me to remain. And what I mean by that is, you know, I don't know who invented the pencil. I don't know who invented the chair. I don't know who invented, you know, blinds, a bed, TV. You know, maybe if you look these things up, maybe there's names attached to them. But for the most part, I don't know who invented these things. I don't know who invented toothpaste and cream and hair gel. But the essence of who they are is still here. So I may not know their names, but who they are is still here on this earth. And I want to be able to leave my essence here. So whether it be through motivating somebody and pushing them to become the best person that they can be so they can motivate others, and that will go on for generation after generation because I lay that seed, whether it be me creating a book, a podcast, a business, but I want to be able to leave the essence of who I am because, again, I don't want the fact that my ancestors were here and, you know, they were here in vain. I want to be able to leave a legacy in their honor and leave a legacy that my children and other people are able to look at and say, because of Jeff, I can do A, B, and C. And again, it doesn't have to be because of Jeff, because as generations go on, they may not know who I am, but because I was able to leave a seed in somebody, that seed has been replanted 5, 6, 7, 8 times. When you look at an apple, you see an apple tree and it gives off, you know, who knows, 200, 500 apples in its lifetime. But each and every apple within it, there's a seed. And that seed can go on for generation after generation after generation. And that's what I want to leave behind. We're going to die. At some point in time, we're going to die. So what are we doing with our time while we're here? So let's not allow the fears to stop us from creating that business. Let's not allow the fears to stop us from writing that book. That book could be the next book that turns somebody's life around, that really motivates someone. That book can be the thing that stops somebody from dying, from taking their own life, from committing suicide. You don't know what gift you have and how it's going to affect other people until you step in it and be the person who you were intended to be.
I want to thank Jeff for speaking with me today on Getting Started. I loved how he just simply puts it, just get started. Don't let fear stand in your way. So thanks a lot, Jeff. Just want to let you know that you can find my podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on my show, please email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. Until next time.